Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone here into the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial here each Thursday morning on WVFB 101.5 Kicks Country, and also I think we may be dual broadcasting on the other station, so everyone tune in, enjoy it for the next hour. We really enjoy this, and hope we got some good information today. Got Mr. Larry Clemens with us today. Jim, not Larry.
That's happened a lot through the years.
I'll tell you what, that, of course, a former little bit of a thorn in my side back when I coached a little bit.
We had some good ones.
Yes, we did. And I know he's here today with the National Farm Bureau. Not that the Tennessee Farm Bureau, which is all part of a national organization. We're going to talk about that a little bit, a bunch of other things. And I know that, of course, his daughter comes up and joins me quite often. Now she's down with University of Tennessee down there. And I was hoping she'd come with him, maybe to kind of carry him through this, but she's busy this morning.
She's out taking soil samples this morning, I think, for some farmers.
Yeah. Checking dirt.
Checking dirt.
Right. But I know we've got a whole bunch of things to talk about and got some other things. And I want to remind everyone that our baseball and softball teams are playing now. And I believe we've got softball in the junior high down at Hermitage Springs.
Yep.
And do they have a baseball team? I
haven't.
I thought we still had the baseball team going on down there. And, of course, you're at Salina KA, and they're right in the beginning of their seasons. So we'll tell everyone to get out and come out when you see the lights on, come on and enjoy these. I know it's great to watch our youngsters as you're having fun on exercising and learning how to compete, learning how to kind of run, how to take defeat when they have to and enjoy the wins when they get to.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's just, Part of all of our growing up here in the country. But like I said, Jeff is here with me this morning, and we're going to be talking about a big event for farmers here. And I know we've got a couple of other things to talk about that's going on with the Farm Bureau. And some of the, I guess when we come back here in a few minutes, we're going to just, you know, find out just exactly what the Farm Bureau is. I know most of us forever grew up thinking that was a state agency of some kind, but it is not, and we're going to talk about it. And I didn't go back and look at the history of the organization a little bit. I've got a couple of things pulled up here, and I think Jeff has brought him a bunch of notes talking about Ag Day, and so we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salida Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salida, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salida Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salida, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
I know we're sitting here this morning. We kind of hurriedly got this together last night. I know April Smith sent me a message. I want me to do a little plug about National Ag Day coming up. So, but very quickly, we got some folks gathered in here. We've got the president of
Clay County Farm Bureau.
The Clay County Farm Bureau. And I don't know, I guess, you know, the thing that most people, I guess, in the county are really familiar with is the Farm Bureau insurance. And that is just a minor part of, it's, I guess, a minor, major part of what the Farm Bureau is. I know I'm not sure, I guess the Farm Bureau itself started, golly.
Years ago, we had our 100th anniversary in Tennessee, maybe a year or two ago. But yeah, most people think of Farm Bureau, they think of insurance. You see the commercials, used to be the Charlie commercials.
Yeah.
They think of the insurance, but the part that I'm involved with is a volunteer, and we have a board of directors here in the county, and those are people out in the community that are involved in agriculture. They've been elected to the board, and we're about agricultural advocacy, and we get involved in with our legislators and trying to make sure that our rural voices and our interests are heard. And so that's more of what the Farm Bureau Federation is involved in. The insurance company is a service organization, part of the Farm Bureau. But Clay County Farm Bureau is part of Tennessee Farm Bureau. There's a county Farm Bureau in every county in the state, and then we're part of the national organization. Yes.
Okay, now I've got pulled up here the web page on here, and I know part of this stuff is this was started in, looked like about 1921 here in the state with a gentleman named Joe Frank Porter, who was the first organizer. And do you think he had anything in mind that this might grow into?
I think they got a handful together. They had no idea. Tennessee is now the largest Farm Bureau organization in the country. Tennessee's got the largest in the country. We have about 680,000 to 690,000 members across the state. And so, in fact, a delegation of us Farm Bureau members here just this week, or Tuesday, went down to visit the state legislature. And so when when you come with all those voices and you're representing 680, 90,000 people across the state, the legislators pay attention, and so, but that's, you know, Tennessee is the largest, and we're just part of that organization.
And I'm looking here, it says that the insurance company actually didn't start until 1973, and of course this is all situated at one time down in Murray County. And
still the headquarters.
The headquarters are down there. And of course, Jeff mentioned we're all familiar with Charlie and his Farm Bureau insurance hat. And I hadn't seen that. They may have retired him a little while.
They retired him, and they've gone on to. They got some good down home, good message commercials that they run now for the insurance companies. And but. You know, Tennessee Farm Bureau also offers tax services, which that we in our county office here they have a lady taxes this time of year, and so they are really up on tax law related to agriculture.
Yeah,
I think.
Okay, and I just pulled up here benefits, and the first one on here says. Sales tax referral program. Are you familiar with that?
What'd you say? Sales tax deferral program?
Yeah, sales tower referral program.
Sales tower referral program.
Yeah.
So I a little bit, probably not enough to speak to it, but I do know that these cell phone companies in these rural areas were trying to get. They try to get towers in certain areas to help with service, and I don't remember exactly what that was, but Tennessee Farm Bureau got involved with that a little bit, trying to help people with that.
And I'm looking down through you. One of them, an ID theft problem with that. That looks like got your hand in that.
That's right. So one great member benefit because of identity theft has become more prevalent. These days is as a Farm Bureau member, you have access to their help, legal help in helping restore your identity if it gets lost. So they can help advise you with that, and that's part of the benefit of being a member. So if you're a member and you get your identity theft or you get your identity stolen, it's good to reach out to them because they specialize in that.
And another thing too, a lot of folks don't think of is that when you go buy your insurance, you do join this program. You don't have to be a farmer to be a part of it. And of course, I guess I'll consider myself a farmer. I think I have about 9 or 10 acres. Don't grow anything on it for grass anymore for the yard. But I know that's there. And also a property protection reward. I guess that if someone.
That's right. So you've seen for years the signs out there that you can put on your property reward for theft. I think I can remember even my grandparents having that on a sign on the smokehouse, and I think at the time maybe $250 reward.
Anybody steal the country now?
That's right. Yeah.
Of course, I guess we don't have a whole lot of that, but I'm sure there's still some of it goes on. Because sometimes there were groups of people in rural areas that knew about when hog killing time was,
and
when the meat might be laying out unguarded.
And who cured the best ham.
And also, there's also an online buyer's guide that you have access to.
I'm not as familiar with that, but I know there were some membership benefit discounts, like through hotels and maybe even some places to eat and travel, and going to buy equipment. And I think they're still with auto companies. If you're buying certain cars as a membership or trucks, if you're a member, you can get some discounts by showing them that you're a Farm Bureau member.
Right. So there's lots of things in that. And the next one I'm looking at here is Ag in the Classroom.
Ag in the Classroom, and we've been active in that in our county. So Ag in the Classroom, as we get farther removed from the farm, even in these rural areas, a lot of the kids in school don't realize where our food comes from. And so Ag in the Classroom is trying to make sure that they realize that, and it gives the teachers resources that they can incorporate in science lessons, different lessons that incorporate some agricultural lessons into that still fits in with the curriculum of the school. So there are workshops that we've had teachers from this county attend that they can get their, the summer credit, they can get the teachers in the summer can attend that and get the credit that they need to become better teachers. And they get a lot of free
materials
they can take back and use in the classroom. And we've had great feedback from the teachers that have attended that. So any teachers listening that would like to do that, we would sponsor them in attending that. And I think it's in Cookeville in June, I think, and I don't know the exact date.
Okay, and also this Ag in the Classroom is something I know in close association with the University of Tennessee that there's so many opportunities for our youngsters to continue their education at various colleges and advanced institutions of learning all over that they can be a part of. And when I hit that, I see something here about, I'm going to click on this.
Okay.
That says, I'm going to go back from that, but that is Ms. Ellen McLaren.
Ms. Ellen McLaren. I had it in my notes to make sure I mentioned that.
But we will talk about that a little bit later. And then I'm going down the headlines of the Young Farmers and Ranchers Program.
Yep, Young Farmers and Ranchers Program, and we have an active chapter in the county. And that Ms. April Smith-Patterson and Ms. Ella McLaren, Curtis Collins over here at the bank, just other young folks that are interested in agriculture. There is a program where the in the county, and they've done a lot of good, and that's this group that's doing this poster contest for National Ag Day is being done by our local Young Farmers and Ranchers. But they have different programs, educational programs. I think a lot of there are tours that the members of Young Farmers and Ranchers can go on across the region and the state every year. It seems like those guys really like getting on other people's operations. There's a lot of innovation and technology that's changing agriculture, and a lot of these young farmers and ranchers are really drawn to learn more about that. And so they can do that through Young Farmers and Ranchers. They have competitions, and that's what Miss Ella McLaren, she competed through the Young Farmers and Ranchers. We have sponsored her here in the county. And one of the things that makes me most proud of our County Farm Bureau is the support we give our Young Farmers and Ranchers to compete and just encourage them to do what they do. And we have had a history of Young Farmers and Ranchers out of this county excelling at.
I know we have some folks right now, like Ms. Key, that is now in, I believe in Iowa there, or Nebraska, somewhere there. Post-education for the poor there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we have lots of those, and I know we have young Mr. Franklin.
Yes.
From our county here. I'm not sure exactly what he's involved in now.
No, I can't keep up with him. I see his dad every now and then. I ask about him, I know that both him and Cora, Garrett Franklin, they get invited to come do some livestock judging at events around the region, maybe even around the country. So they've excelled.
Okay. Okay, now we've got one more here, women's leadership.
Women's leadership. So Farm Bureau, they say nothing gets done without the leadership of the women, and I believe that. But they have some of their own programs and own conferences, and Miss Carla Rich is our chairperson of the women's group here in Clay County, and I say nothing gets done without them.
Okay, you know, we're going to take a little short break.
Okay.
Commercial, come back, and we're just getting started here.
Okay. All right.
We'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity, and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Back here, everyone. Jeff's still here with me, but we've got started. But we haven't really got to the main part of why he came this morning yet. But I also would like for him to talk about the annual meeting that the Farm Bureau has, some of the things that are involved in that. I know there's numerous awards that are presented and, you know, different categories. A little bit about your annual meeting, Jeff.
Yeah, well, we have an annual meeting in the county, and then also the annual meeting at the state level. And but at the local level, we always usually have that meeting in September, October. Every member is invited. We feed you well, but one of the things we do, we recognize accomplishments of what Farm Bureau and some of the leaders in the agriculture industry locally, but we really focus on recognizing our young farmers and ranchers and those that are involved there. We recognize usually recognize a teacher that's incorporates agriculture in their curriculum.
And but usually have no entertainment. I know you've had Miss Cherokee up in here.
Right.
I think she's played for us, I think, twice at our local meeting, and it's been fun to watch her grow up.
She's getting ready to be a big part of our Lola Jean Dillon show coming up here in the first weekend in April. And I know she had just signed a record deal with a, maybe could do a couple of records, and just lots of things going on. And of course, now I can throw a little plug into that here now. That's coming up here where we had to reschedule due to circumstances beyond our control from a couple of weeks ago. And it's coming up again on here on the 6th of April at 7 o'clock here in the courthouse. And we'll have tickets here at the door. And we have numerous performers. I know we have some, our band is made up of some folks that are familiar. I know we have Anthony Blue from over in Humboldt County. Mr. Danny Scott, who is he's off of P. Ridge. And I think there's probably still part of that family might be farming out there. And also Mr. Danny Kendall, who is Lola Jean Dillon's nephew. And like I said, we just got our cousin. I know we have just got lots of folks involved in it. And Cherokee and Alex McClellan are going to be performing. I know also Beverly Murphy, Lisa Walker, Charlie Goh's going to do a couple of numbers. The Brimstone Bluegrass Bunch, they're going to be coming down here and doing a set. So we just got lots of good local entertainment, and we're going to start about 7 o'clock that night. And another thing we're working on a week later, we're looking on a free Christian Jubilee concert with a group called the Nesbitt Family, I think, that have made a lot of records. And also Chuck and Cynthia Chitwood off of P. Ridge. And Chuck has just had a new EP released with 5 original gospel songs that he's written. It's going to be, he's kind of helping set this thing up. And then we have Mr. Jeff Graves. And I can't think of the young lady that's coming with him. And that's just a different thing. And I know that he was the winner of the songwriter contest. And they're going to be doing the show, well, I guess, just Southern gospel music. So they're going to, some of it may be bluegrass tunes. There's lots of fun entertainment that night. And the best part of that one is that it's free. So, and we start that about 6 o'clock. And with that, I'm going to read the birthdays off and come back, and we're going to continue on, and we might get to where we're actually going here in a minute. Celebrating a birthday this week, Mr. Carl Netherton celebrated a birthday, Mr. Dira Coons, Mr. P.J. Browning, and these next three, I'm going to announce them because they're my nieces and nephews, if that's okay with everyone. That's Angie Watson Eve, Tracy Watson Davenport, and Troy Watson. All three had their birthday on the same day. And of course, Troy and Tracy were twins, so that brought a big addition to the family all at once there. But we'd like to wish all of them, I know those three are not here in Clay County anymore, but they've listened to us online. And we want to wish everyone today that's celebrating a birthday, and we hope that you will have a great day. And also attend the program today. We'll be giving away 2 free tickets to the Lola Jean show here on April the 6th. You can go by the chamber and pick them up. So we'll be doing that here toward the end of the show. With that, we'll take a little short break, come back, and we will talk about Hag Day here just a little bit. We'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request.
Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Back, everyone. I know we were sitting here offline talking, and you know, I said, with Jeff, I have known Jeff for a pretty good while, all the way back to when I was coaching. I was very familiar with him then when he and his cousin played about the same time down there in Spring. They had one of the best basketball teams that Clay County's ever produced. I know they didn't have a long run like we had at the bigger school, but occasionally when those teams came along, there were some great ones down there. He was a member of that. I think made it to the sub-state round, which is the first round of the state tournament here, and came close to making it to another a little bit further. But I also just kind of let everyone know, you are a member of the, I guess we would call it the Clemens Brothers hierarchy down there, the farmers. I mean, it's the Clemens Brothers.
Well, now who are you referring to?
The family down there with Larry's dad.
Yeah, okay. So Larry and I are actually third cousins. Right. Connie Matt Clements was Larry's dad.
And a great athlete himself, baseball, basketball.
And his brother was Carl Clements,
right.
Who is Carl's the father of Dr. Bart Clements.
Right.
And then there was C.W., he was the older, he was Clarence Jr., he was the older one, he never married. And then was Clark Gable Clements.
Right.
There was Calvin Coolidge Clements. and then my dad was first cousins with them. So my dad's brother had one brother, Mickey Clements, so yeah.
Okay, see, and I think somewhere along the line in there that I have a great uncle that heard with 80, and kind of connected in with some of the Clemens folks that way.
Right.
I don't know if we're directly or not, but you know, it's amazing some of the things you find out. And also, I know that as you're part of your professional life, you have been working with Honest Abe for a number of years in various things. And also, I know that you left for a little while and come back, but you're back here now and got kids, grandkids, and a mainstay of our community. And, you know, and that's, you know, one thing that we have really, really made a difference in our county, and that is we don't have two counties anymore. And, we, you know, none of us like the fact that they shut down my high school over here, Salina High School, and shut down Hermes Springs High School over there and made it all into one. But, you know, with the it's been amazing, especially in our athletic area, how great that our teams have become. At just that one step farther, when we were able to combine those one or two best ball players from Hermitage Springs or three with the one, two, or three basketball players over here and meld them together. And I think our whole community has come together with that. And I know it's been a great feeling, a great thing to enjoy from the time back when we were kind of bitter enemies, but now we're long past that. And one of my favorite memories of my coaching days is when we played a couple of basketball games, a couple of seasons. We played on Sunday afternoon. We played high school basketball on Sunday afternoon because we could play about 1:30 or 2 o'clock, get done in time for everybody to get home and go to church.
I think you remember that. Yeah. Forgotten that.
But, okay, now let's talk about Ag Day.
Yeah. So March 19th is designated as National Ag Day, and the, pretty much what it is just in this country, March 19th is about celebrating the abundance and the plentiful and good supply of food. And so it's celebrating the abundance of food and the farmers and that produce it. So just every time we take for granted that, you know, I read the other night on the internet between 800 and 900 million people around the world go to bed hungry every night. And I know we have some people in this country that go to bed hungry, but as a whole, we have an abundant food supply, and so Ag Day is about sort of recognizing that. And every time we sit down to eat, we just forget where that comes from. And so it's sort of Ag Day is spotlighting that.
Well, you know, along the years of being an old history teacher, you know, and doing some research around the courthouse, some of the things going on here, and also with Mr. Johnny McLaren, we've talked about some things here, and I've looked up, you know, on the day that the Yankees fired the cannons across the river into Salina. It is amazing how many barrels of this, tons of this, of agricultural products that they listed as they destroyed when they did that. I mean, it was amazing that the amount of agricultural produce that was brought down to the riverside here to be shipped up the river and down the river. And I know you would probably like this one. The most predominant agricultural product that was shipped up the river on steamboats
in
Clay County back early days
would have been pork.
Chickens.
Chicken. Poultry. All right.
And you know, I thought, you know, we're still shipping them up, but we ain't shipping them up river. Now we're shipping them up highway to Auburn.
Yeah.
That going up to Burnside, the number one agricultural product shipped out up the river was poultry.
And so today, I mean, still
it's cycled around.
Yeah. Poultry is so important to this county. We've been involved in that at a different level, but there, it's given some young people the opportunity to make a living on their property and stay there. I just heard this week another young lady out in the Union Hill area has acquired some poultry houses, and she's a Tennessee Tech student. That's going to give us another bright young lady that will stay in the county.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So that's been important for us, as well as just the byproducts. This time of year, fertilizer costs are not much better fertilizer than chicken litter. I know people don't like it matter when it's first put out, but
usually rain takes care of it.
Good rain makes that go right away, but it's poultry is still very important to our county.
Absolutely. I know we're one of the major producers in the state of poultry here.
Yeah.
I know that, and you're talking about the young people. You know, I think most of the people that actually started in this business here back when it first started, there were a few of the older farmers. Most of them were a little bit harder to convince. But But I think you may have been one of those young farmers that started out with that. Yeah. You're no longer a young farmer.
That's right. That's right. We were young people at that time when we started the poultry industry. Of course, I was exposed to that. I'd worked a short time after I'd got out of college with a poultry company as a field tech for them, and so I'd been exposed to it and sort of knew what it was about. So I wasn't as skeptical or afraid of it as maybe a lot of people were. Of course, we had commercial poultry in this county years ago.
Right.
Dixie Home Feeds, had some houses in our
right.
area. Yeah.
And I know we had it scattered all over this area, but in, of course, a lot, I've noticed a few of them that the old chicken houses kind of been remodeled and used some of them even,
yeah.
which preserved some history.
That's right, yeah.
And I know that about the only connection I ever had to that, I used to ride with Dennis Smith when he worked for Palmer Produce down Murfreesboro. We went down to Birmingham to the big chicken depot, I guess, or all chicken, frozen chicken back to Colonel
Sanders. Yeah, probably some interesting stories on the road with Dennis.
Yeah. Some of them could be.
Yeah.
But, okay, now let's get back to Ag Day.
So National Ag Day, and in the county, so to celebrate March 19th, the young farmers and ranchers here locally are sponsoring a poster contest. And so April and Miss Ella McLaren and the other young farmers and ranchers are sort of ramrodding that, but they're getting that out to out into the schools. But it's basically the title of it is What is Agriculture and What It Means to You. So hopefully those kids will do some research and think about how agriculture is important in their lives and in our lives as a whole. So they've got that contest going on. That's sort of a way to bring the focus to National Ag Day. So that's pretty much it. But we thank our young farmer group for ramrodding that.
Okay, and there's something that I guess a lot of our youngsters these days aren't exposed to, and that is taking a seed and putting it in the ground and watching that seed grow and cultivating. And that's where that is turned into food. And I know the 4-H folks really sponsor that. We have a good FHA group with Mr. Craig
right.
and the folks down at the high school where they participate, have a greenhouse.
I've heard that. I can't remember exactly the number, but how many students are in Clay County High School, but the majority of those are taking at least one ag class. And so they've got a good greenhouse program down there, so they're getting exposed to planting that seed, even though it's not out in the field, but they're still going to see the results of planting that seed and making food. So it's rewarding.
I guess there's nothing like putting a watermelon seed in the ground and eating a watermelon.
Yeah, that's
later
right.
on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, with our agriculture here, I think our county survived some pretty rough times when we lost all of our manufacturing and where we've got a little bit of manufacturing things back. But, of course, one of the major agricultural businesses in Clay County, and I guess we don't talk about that being an agricultural business a whole lot, but that is what you have on your shirt, and that is the Honest Abe company out of Moss.
Forestry in our county is huge, and in our state's huge. Around the country, it's huge, and it's part of agriculture. You're growing a crop. I had read that think of these vast tracts of land, and you think the federal government owns a lot of it, and they do. They own a lot of that type of land out west especially, but still about 85% of the forest land in the country is owned by individual landowners. And so locally, if you sold any timber lately or anything like that, timber prices have remained fairly high the last few years, and it's like money in the bank if you've got trees growing on your farm out there. but very important to our community.
Okay, let's take a little short break. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, but we'll work in a few commercials, and we'll come back here and kind of round this thing out here. But right now, we'll queue up some commercials, and we'll be right back. And we may wander off on a little bit different area here in a minute. We'll be right back.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. Something that maybe nearly crossed my mind, and that was when I think someone put a copy of a map of Clay County online, and I believe it was 1830, excuse me, or maybe later than that, but sometime 1930, excuse me, not 1830. But I looked down on that, and on that map, it actually had the places where sawmills were located shown on that map. And I know there was one there at Moss, and I think that may have been Cordell Carter's sawmill out there. And that was, I got introduced to that because my dad worked there basically for him his entire life. And one of his jobs was he got an extra hour each day back early on when he would come in and fire up the steam engine that ran the sawmill. So, and one of my first jobs was what was called a carrying, getting the tailings off where they would trim the edge of the lumber off. I had to carry it away from the sawmill. And the other one was pulling a wire rope behind the D4 Caterpillar in the woods.
Yeah.
That's when I decided that college really wasn't all that bad. That is something that has been very, very important for Clay County for many, many years. And I know over the years that a lot of us, when the logging folks will talk that most of our logs in Clay County were gone. Well, the logs Rogers specifically here in Clay County may be home, but there's lots of them coming through here.
We still claim across the state we're growing faster than we harvest.
And okay. Okay, now, something we want to look at, you know, is the loss of farms.
Yeah. One thing that's really got on the radar in Tennessee, of course, we've had Tennessee's population is growing, and what makes it so attractive, we know that live here, we know what makes Tennessee so attractive, and others have found out about that. But a real concern, and really trying to, you know, how should this be handled? But Tennessee nationally ranks third in the country in farmland loss. And we don't see that so much in Clay County, but we have neighbors that are seeing that pretty a lot. Macon County, for instance, they've got some of their prime farmland that's getting tracked up with houses on there. So, you know, that's not all a bad thing, but it's a concerning
thing.
Those folks
got to be fed, though.
That's right. If the trend continues, so that's on the radar of our state legislature, and, you know, trying to watch that and get a strategy of how to deal with that.
You know, I think I saw a story, I guess it was on one of the news sites online of a family here in Tennessee, I forgot exactly what it was at, that had managed to get a farm, 172-acre farm, and got that farm, I guess, designated as a historical farm or whatever, based on the fact that there was an old cemetery there. And that way, you know, that family would be protected indefinitely, hopefully, that it would never be divided up. But I do notice you were talking here about that. Kristen, your daughter, was out this morning, and she was working with what's the name of the farm?
Turkey Creek Cattle.
Turkey Creek Cattle. And I don't know how many acres those folks own, but they own quite a bit.
Yeah.
I also mentioned that it was someone from outside the state had bought maybe over 200-something acres that they planned to keep together. They didn't plan to try to subdivide it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, you may be just one generation away from that changing.
Well, that's been the generational thing here, because we all know, like I said, that the Clemens family had farms down in that area and owned numerous large farms. But once it went through about the second or third generation, and they became college graduates, and, you know, decided, you know, that I really can't earn my lifestyle on the farm anymore.
Right.
And, you know, and we may have to sell off part of it to do that. And of course, a lot of times, a lot of big farms would be sold off specifically for making subdivision. And of course, we haven't had a whole lot of that here, but we've had some of it.
Right.
Thank goodness most of them might want to buy woodland and get it from the woods and sit down in the fields.
Yeah. But you can imagine being somewhere like Williamson County or Rutherford County with a big, you know, with a big tract of land that's maybe been in the farm for several generations, but the value per acre of that land has just gotten tremendously high. And it, at some point, it seems like, you know, somebody may cash in. And
you know, usually by the third generation.
Yeah.
You know, the first two, the second generation, most of them actually try and go farm just because of that. But, you know, it's kind of hard to imagine here in Clay County that we've had you know, plantations of 1,500 acres here in this county. And if you look back at the history, you'll run across some of those, the McLaughlin family and some of those older names that had the big plantations here. But, you know, that, of course, we don't want the big plantations, that's for sure.
Right.
But, you know, we do need to protect our farmland here.
Well, and I think you're seeing this around the nation. They're claiming the beef cattle, so important to our county too. It and poultry are top commodities, but beef cattle numbers are as low as they've been many years. I saw one that said since 1951, and then another one since 1961. But so, you know, we're seeing a lot of that land being being used for something else. And then you're seeing the drought out in some of the large cattle producing areas that have caused a shortage and of cattle, and the profitability in the cattle business is pretty tough, even with high prices.
We've run through cycles in our ag. We know one time we had a boom in raising pigs here. A lot of folks built the all the buildings and stuff necessary for that industry, and that kind of went away. But the cattle industry, it's hung on pretty good, and it's still profitable if you have the pasture land and things like that where you can do it. But looking on this thing here, just looking between 2017 and 2022, the number of farms in the United States declined by 141,733 farms. That farmland that was lost through farming. And that the acreage of the lost farms would about the same size as the state of Maine.
And Maine's a big state.
Maine is a pretty good sized state. And, but, you know, we, the USDA defines a farm as an operation that produced and sold normally what would have been $1,000 or more of agricultural products during that year. We're talking about small family farms,
right.
And we're also talking about the big farm. And the the number of acres operating declined from 389 billion after rising for so many years. So,
So it seems like a lot of farmers, they've gotten a little bit bigger. You have to, a lot have chosen to scale up a little bit to try to edge out a profit. But a lot of people think that corporate farmers are taking the
away from the drive.
But vast majority of farms are still owned by individuals, and the vast amount of acres or extra farm by individuals rather than big corporations.
Okay. We have about wound this one up.
All right.
Yeah. It's been great having you here and enjoy this. And I guess it looks like Mr. P.J. Brown has won two tickets to the show. So maybe he and his wife can come over and enjoy some music. But with that, I guess it's time we got everything put back where it belongs. Check the doors when we go out and make sure nothing don't get in or out. But it's been a pleasure this morning, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again next Thursday. And don't forget to tune in this evening at 6 o'clock and look on the Bell Hall of Horizon website for the stream of today's show by day. And with that, we'll say good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.